Okay, today's daf is Krisis Daf Tess. Krisis Daf Tess, as we continue Parshas Yir tonight, Baruch Hashem, and we continue in Haggadah Shir on Sunday. Haggadah Shir Sunday night, Baruch Hashem, 8:30. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Ches Amid Beis. We have started to discuss the sugyas of Mechusrei Kippurim, and the all related issues of the Dalid, the four people that have to bring karbanos after the process of their becoming tahar. So Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ger. What about a Ger? Ger was the machlokas yesterday between the Tanakama, Eder, Beliezer, Ben Yaakov, whether one includes that as one of the Mechusrei Kapara. We said, according to most Rishonim, there is no machlokas really between them. It's just a question about categorization. But really, even the Rabbanan agree. That's what the Rambam said here in the Pirush Mishnayos. That's what Rashi says. The Chulu, really, even the Rabbanan agree that he is Mu'ukav Lechol B'Kachim, and that's what the Brisa says right now. Tanu Rabbanan, Ger Mu'ukav Lechol B'Kachim Achi Avikino. It could be that the Rishonim assume that way because of his Brisa. This Brisa is not said Le'manda Amar Echad. Sounds like it's Stama. That's why Rashi says it on the Brisa here. It doesn't say it on the Mishnah. Rashi says on the Brisa, this is even according to the Rabbanan. He doesn't just comment on the Mishnah that there's no machlokas. So it could be this Brisa is what tipped him off that the Rabbanan do not argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, except in categorization. So the Gemara says, Ger mu'ukav lechol b'kachim achi avikino, a ger is not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his set of birds. Meseches kinim. Right, it's coming up, I'm on the distant horizon somewhat. So kino means a set of birds. Havi preda achas shachris. If he brought one of the set of birds in the morning, ochel b'kachim la'erev, he could already eat kachim that night. Meaning even one of the birds is enough. Why? Because as the Sfasema says here, really, one bird is the ikker mitzvah to be machshir him, to allow him to do what he needs to do. It's just that you never find a chiv of one bird. Birds always go in pairs. So that's why the second one you have to bring. But really the first one is the one that works to be machshir in order to eat kachshir. Right? That's what the Sfasema says here. Vatam, kiva de sagi bebehema achas, imken gapa oof, bachada sagi, rak de tsark lavi od pray the mission de lomatsino, chiv to betara ba achas, lakach, hachiv lavi bez, ava hakapar nigmar ba achas. That's what he says. Okay. Then he says, what about Harif Shemesh? Does the Gerni need Harif Shemesh? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, we continue. So that's the halacha, a ger only has to bring one of his birds. Continuing, kol akinim shah betora echad chatas ve'echad ola. All other sets of birds that are brought is one chatas and one ola. Right, whenever you have two birds to bring, kanshdan olas by a ger zechidish. The only time you have two carbonus ola, two birds carbon olas. If he brought an animal, if he wanted to bring an animal, or achas, hevi chavaso achas min habehema, adds the bach, yotze is yotze. If he just brings a behema, he is yotze. Ola v'shlamim yotze. If he brings an ola and a shlamim, he's yotze, because really he didn't even have to bring the second animal. Right, ola and shlamim. Mincha v'shlamim lo yatsa. But a mincha v'shlamim is not yotze because he didn't bring any ola, and that's the chiyuv. Lo amru kan ela lahaka. We said kan to be mako on the gavra, and therefore we'll have to see what that line means. The Gemara will talk about it, but also it means here that birds can be brought because you can be mako. You don't have to bring the animal, but if you brought the animal, so then it would be okay. Maishna mincha shlamim de lo yatsa dichsev kasher tasu ken yase. Why do we say that mincha shlamim not yotze? Because we have a limud by a ger that just like you did, you Klal Yisrael did by Har Sinai when you all became gerim. Kenya says so too. He shall do when he becomes a ger, and therefore ma'atem ola v'shlamim. Just like you brought an ola and a shlamim by Mamre Har Sinai in Perach Chavdalet of Shmos at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, af ger ola v'shlamim. So too a ger has to bring an ola and a shlamim because that's what you brought, and therefore you cannot bring a mincha and a shlamim. So the Gemara says, well, you have to be exactly like we were at Har Sinai. So im kain. Right, so therefore you should say that it's not good enough just to bring one animal. Right? What was the first line of the Brisa? If you tell me it has to be exactly like it was at Har Sinai, just like we were Gerim then, so too he, so he should have to bring two. So Amar Papa, no, Yesh Lomar La'of Israbi La'olas Behema La'kol Shekein. I'm sorry, this is a continuation of the question, right? So our Papa says that if it's included for a, I'm sorry, this is an answer, that if we include birds, so surely an animal should be enough. That's not a violation of what was, even though it's only one, but it's still good enough because one animal could cover even one bird. We said the second bird, like the Sfasema says, is just an obligation because birds never come less than pairs. But really, if you say a bird is okay, surely a behemoth should be okay. Ihachi afilu minchanami. If you're including everything, so what about a mincha? So miyekra kan, right? No, Cain, you should do it. Period. Stop there. And that's why we have to exclude something. So we include a bird and we exclude mincha. Stop there for a minute. If you look in the in Maseches Pesachim, again, this is in Yana Diyoma, the Gemara talks about Bachal Beishamay Beis Hillel, about whether a ger could be Tovel Va'ochel Pischo La'erev. What about a ger who converts on Erev Pesach? Here he converts on Erev Pesach. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is that, at least according to Beishamay, he can eat the Karan Pesach that night. The question is Tumas Akum, being an Akum, is that similar to Tumas Mace? And therefore, do you have to wait a week after, once the process starts, just like Tumas Meis, already Grams Tumas Meis on Erev Pesach morning, they have to wait a week, and therefore they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. But what about Akum? That's a machlokas between Beisham and Beisilo. Beisham says, Tova Va'ochlas Pischola Erev, that night. Asks the Meshachachma in Parshas Bahaloscha. If you've never seen this Meshachachma, it's a must read over the next week and a half. Next 8 days, right? The Paratest. Pasuk Zion. This is on Pesach Sheni, but it's really a Karban Pesach Meshachachma, right? Belongs in Bo. It's put here, but this belongs in Bo. I'm not second guessing him. It belongs here. It's exactly where it was put. But if you've never seen it, I mentioned it in a Parsha Shir, I think a couple of years ago. There he talks about this this Shita Beis Shammai. What the Gemara is, Beis Shammai says you could bring your be Tovel and bring your Pesach La'erev. What about the Karbanis of Ager? Machlus Riki Purim. Right, according to the Rosh and Yaakov, there's no machlokas. So if you become a ger, so then don't you have to bring your other karbanos? So how can you say you could eat your karban Pesach that night? So at the end, he relates back to that, but his thesis here in Parshas Bahaloscha is that karban Pesach, as we know, was the first karban that was commanded to Am Yisrael, the first national karban that was brought. And as we know, we pointed this out, in Hilchas Karbanos, the first set of halachas the Rambam has is Hilchos Karban Pesach. That's like the root. That's the source. That's the model carbon. What is it? So if you look, says the Meshech Chachma, there are many rayas to say this is the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. Even if you want to say in general that the Rambam says that all carbonists are anti-Avodah Zarah, but specifically Karban Pesach, it's all about weaning Klal Yisrael from the existence that they had. Right? What does the Medrash say? The Malachim complained. Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, Halalo of the Avodah Zarah. We were of the Avodah Zarah also Mitzrayim. So Karban Pesach was to wean us specifically. You take it, and you're mevaze, you put it by your bed, and you make sure that you realize that that is not a god. Matzanu b'kabav kometz, and you find throughout Tanakh and other sources that when Bnei Yisrael wanted to be moved out, mavdil themselves from Avodah Zarah, they brought a Pesach. Chizkiyo HaMelech, when he was matar the Beis HaMikdash, he brought a Karban Pesach, even though it wasn't Pesach. Because that was the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. And that's why you might think, V'chiyogah, the Sifri says, V'chiyogah etchem ger basa Pesach Lashem, yachol miyad, you might think every ger has to bring a Karban Pesach. That's that. Rashi quotes that Havamina. Shulatami Avodah Zarah, kamash mola not. What's the Havamina? Ki a Pesach more al hashkacha hapratis. Asher mitsuyanim ba Yisrael mikol ha'amim. Asher hivdil bein amo vein yedei Yisrael mitzrayim. And we remember that he was the one that brought us out, with the put the blood on the doorposts. And he continues. And then he said in the next paragraph, it also teaches us that we are all equal in the eyes of God. Right? Everybody has to eat a kazayas. Right? Same animal. Everybody eats. V'chal adam roi lavo v'lashkacho elokis. L'chein in chazi v'shofa Pesach. You don't give any of the Karban Pesach to the Kohanim. Kohen's not above you. The only shlamim that you don't do that to. There's no chazi v'shok. U'mora ratzon Hashem yisbarach ki yevatel ashibud me'adam la'adam. Not only are you not servants of Mitzrayim, you're not servants of anybody else. avadahem, v'lo avadim l'avadim. And he continues and quotes Yoshio HaMelech, and that's why also by the Egel, after the Egel, Tziv Hashem Yisbarach, Moshana Hashem, Yisla'asos Pesach, you needed one more Pesach after the Egel. Even though you're not going to do it for another 38 years, right, you needed one more Karban Pesach there. And B'shnas HaRbayim, year 40, before they went in, Baal Pa'or, after Baal Pa'or, Karban Pesach. But Karban Pesach is always in proximity to Avodah Zarah. And he quotes a lot of other ayahs, but now just getting to us, V'yitachein, and it's possible now. Da'af de ger tzarech lavi karban olas ha'ov, even though a ger has to bring a karban olas ha'ov, as we know, zedafka below us a Pesach. And he says, I know this is a huge chiddush, I didn't see it anywhere, but I'm suggesting it. Maybe a ger only has to bring his karbanis if he didn't bring a karban Pesach, and that was the havamin of the Sifri, maybe he should bring on kamash, but I know there are separate karbanis of a ger. Aval asa Pesach imat tzibur sagi below karban. Vahu ke'ezrach haaretz. Besu ain't sarach lohavius karbano. Va'ochal akakach bekachim. Kemoshi Yisrael achlu pesach velo karban. Just like B'nai Yisrael. V'yim kizech chadash velo nizkar klau. Even though it's a chiddush, I didn't see it anywhere. Rak kein mashma mi mishnah sof perka isha. Velo da'arel goy tova v'ochal bisko la'erev. Velo nizkar karban klau. V'ayin mashikasati b'sefer arsamech. That is the Meshech Chachma in Baal Oscha, who suggests that maybe this carbon of a ger could be substituted for by the carbon Pesach. Beautiful. We continue. If you look in the Yer Sameach, he gives a different answer. Muchos Rekipurim. So you can look there. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That you could bring a behema, you can't bring a carbon mincha instead. Second to last line, v'of heches rabbi, where do we know that you could bring a bird? T'tan rabbana, kashar tasu, ken yaseh, ma'atem olo v'shlamim, afu olo v'shlamim, shnemer kachem kager, minayin l'rabo sasauf, tabalomar, isherech lichoach l'ashem, eze davar, shekulo l'ashem, haviomar olo sa'of. What do we know is totally to Hashem? Olo sa'of. Why? Right, interesting. Ha'ara Rashi says because even there's no hide by even a regular carbon ol. It's totally burned on the mizbeach, but the hide goes to the kohanim. The or here kulo l'ashem isherech lichoach l'ashem. Rashi says there's nothing else in the world that is totally burned. Like amidi yochol shani mar ba'afilu mincha. 1 minute. The Gemara says, what about a karei mincha? Karei mincha. It's possible to have kulo l'ashem. Why? What about a minchas kohen is totally burned by a regular Yisrael's mincha, so the kometz is burned, the rest goes to the kohanim. But a minchas kohen kalil tiyeh, so maybe that should be included. No, kain, this is an exclusionary word. Period. Tanya idach, another brisa. Yah says this is a problematic girsa because this isn't the puzzle that we're talking about. So va'asa, it should be va'asa isherech lichoach l'ashem shomea ani kol she'olo le'ishim afilu mincha. I might think even a mincha tamalomar kasher tasu kein yaseh ma'atem mine damim. Just like you, B'nai Yisrael brought mine damim at Har Sinai. Afei mine damim. As long as mine damim, so birds are also mine damim. I ma'atem olav ishlamim. Afei olav ishlamim. You should have to bring both, not just an ola b'di'evin. Tamalomar kachem kager yihyeh. Lachem hikshesiv v'lo l'karbon aseichem. I compare them to you, but not to your karbanos. Meaning you don't have to be exactly like they did, just to get the message of what they did in terms of the karbanos. And therefore, you have to bring an ola, but that doesn't have to be exactly what they did. Okay, once we're talking about this, the Gemara quotes other shittas of the brisas. So these are crucial lines. Rebbe Omer, kachem kavoseichem, ma'avoseichem, lo nechnasu labris, ela b'mila, betfila v'artzos dam. Just like you did not go into the bris, Har Sinai, you didn't become Jewish except with three things, Mila, Tevila, and Hartzaz Dam, having blood sprinkled on you, or for you, Afhenlo, you come to Labris, Yichnasu Labris, Ela B'mila B'tfila, V'Hartzaz Damim. Right, that is the Limud of Geirus. Many halachas of Geirus are learned out from Har Sinai. Lohavi prey da'achas, Iefshar, this is what the Sfasem has quoted before, and to bring one bird is impossible. Shlomatzinu, b'chalatarakula, you never find one bird, b'chalatarakula, so it must be that you need to bring two. We had a daf be'ian shir a couple of months ago, relating to the Geirus of Am Yisrael at Har Sinai. We know the Meshech Chachma already says that the Gemara quotes, at least in one place, in Yevamis, the concept of Gershon is Gar Gunshin Ola Dami. Gershon is Gar, that converts like Gunshin Ola. What is the source of that halacha? It's amazing the Gemara never quotes a source. Never quotes the source. Chassam Sofer leaves it b'tzarachian. Avodah Zarah, what exactly is the source for Gershes Gagan Shinol Adami? So the Meshech Chachma says that the source is Har Sinai. Because it says in Voschanan, I think, Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem, go back to your tents. Some of the relationships at Har Sinai had been usher relationships. And yet Hashem says, go back to your tents, base of Zuishto. So therefore, it must be that everybody, nobody's related anymore after the Geiris of Har Sinai. That is one source. There are other sources given. We had Losachbo by Al, it says Almana V'yasom. Forgot the exact pasuk by so the other Rishon, the Balaturim, says that's a source for Gershes Gaia, because it says Almana Yasom and Ger Yatom Almana. That's the pasuk. Ger Yatom. Doesn't say Ger V'yasom. Ger Yatom. Ger is a Yatom. Right, it's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. And there are other sources given as well for this concept. But it's an agreed upon concept. But it highlights the fact that the Geir, Maamar Har Sinai is the source for Geirus. The Rambam explicates this in Hilchas Isurei Bia in Perak Yud Gimel. Bishlosh Dvarim Nechlesa Olibris. Bemila Betvila Vakarbon. Mila B'Mitzrayim. Goes to Mitzrayim. Shenemar V'cholar Elo Yochaba Mal Osam Moshe Rabbeinu. You think Yeshua had a busy job? Right, in Sefer Yibin Yeshua, Moshe also had a busy job. He was giving milah to all the Jews. Shekulam bitlum bris milah b'Mitzrayim chus b'shevet Levi v'alze amar brischa yinsoru v'tfilo haisa b'midbar kodama antora shneamar v'kidashtem hayom u'machar v'chipsu simlosam. Where they have mikvahs in the midbar. I don't know. Maybe the be'er didn't just function as drinking water, but they had mikvahs. V'karban kishenomar v'yishlach hazna'arei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu alos al yidei kol Yisrael hikrivum. V'chein ledoros kishayirtza ha'goy. Rama guesses from this Gemara Krisis Daf Tes. V'chein ledoros kishayirtza ha'goy likarnis lebris ulis tofis tachas katfei ha'shchina v'yakabil alav ol Torah tzorach mila v'tfila v'artzoz karban. You need all three. If you think about it, if you look at this line closely, and the Gemara says in Yevamos also, it leaves out a major element. Because we know, what do you need to become a ger? Three things. Milo tefila varzos damim. How about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That's pretty important. What about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? I'm going to go through the process, but I'm not going to be a Kabbalah mitzvahs. It's meaningless. It's foolish. That's a prerequisite for the requirements. That might be, and again, this is a big discussion that we've shown in Maseches Yevamos, whether Kabbalah's mitzvahs is similar to the other three. It could be Kabbalah's mitzvahs is, that's a it's obvious. That's not a requirement for Geirus. In order to become, to be on the radar, you have to have Kabbalah's Geirus, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And then, this is the process, but that might not be called even the process. Nafka Mina, do you need Edim for Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Right, what about all the parts of the process? What is part of the process? What's Likuva? What's not? Is there is it Likuva to do Mila before Tevila? All different beautiful discussions relating to that. But if you remember back in that Ian share we discussed, was it exactly the same as a regular Geiris, Maamar Har Sinai? Because after all, it was a rule breaker in a certain sense. Even Ketanim, Ger Kohen might be only, right, Bizman Azeh, it might only be Durabanan, according to Tosfos Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. And yet all the Ketanim, Maamar Har Sinai, they were only Jews Durabanan. Very hard to imagine. So many Achronim explain, because it was a Geiris at Tzibur, that was different. Because it was a Geiris at Tzibur, that's why it could be somewhat of a rule breaker. Okay, we could spend many hours on Krisis Testament Aleph, but we will continue. So Lo Amru Kan Elo Hakel Olav. Velo, so the Gemara says, do you never find birds that are separate, individual birds? V'atanya v'hikri vo, you shall be makriv it. That's about Olas Ha'of. Why did it say it? Lefish Nemar b'Torim, because it says by the Torim. V'hikriv shomei ani ha'omer harei alai olas ha'of lo yifchos mishnei predin. I might have thought, if you say, I promise to bring an olas ha'of, you can't have less than two. Tamalama v'hikrivo. I feel afraid to achas. So you see, if you want to be no dare, you can bring one bird. The Gemara says, chova mi olashkan. You never find it a chova. Midavi, you can do whatever you want, or a neder. But one, a chova bird, then you're not allowed to bring one. You never find it one. V'haika yoledes, demasya ben yona otor lachatas. What do you mean a yoledes? Brings a yona otor for lachatas. We shouldn't take a keves pada. No, you have an animal that goes with it. The package, chiyuv, is not just one bird by a yoledes. And therefore, that's not a violation of our principle. Period. Omar mar ma vosechem lo nechazu labris v'ela v'chulu bishlam amil d'chsiv ki mulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim. Because they were mulim, circumcised, all the am that went out. That's the source that they had mila by where? That's a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. Rashi, Tosas, everybody's bothered. What's that pasuk talking about? That pasuk's by after they went into Eretz Yisrael. What does it have to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, Bishakalam hayotzim. So we darshan. Bishas yitziasan malu. Bishas yitziasan malu. Right, even though Pashas, they got Mila again, a lot of them, in the Zman of Yeshua. Inami, or the other pasuk that we quote in the Haggadah, Mehacha, Va'er alayach, Va'erach misposesses b'damayach, Va'malach b'damayach hayi. V'chulus, that's an allusion, as you know, to Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So they had Mila at Har Sinai. So that is, number, what's the source for Mila? Look at Tosfos, Dichsiv. Right, welcome back to us, Baruch Hashem. Dechsev ki mulam hayu kol ha'am. Pirish, shemalu atzmam b'yitziyasem b'Mitzrayim. V'yaf alpi, she'osan she'ini mulam b'yimei Avraham. Lo malu osan b'yitziyas Mitzrayim. What do you mean they were mal for Har Sinai? Weren't they mal, many of them, years earlier? They had bris mila from Avraham Avinu. Didn't they go much earlier? So what does it mean at Har Sinai? So Tosva says, "Mikol makom meikara kishemalu atzman malu likanis bebris hamakom vli badam ishar umos v'gam tiata tavlu." Beautiful Tosva. Tosva says, "Yes, they were mal earlier, but it was still with the same kavana of being nichnas lebris later on to become God's nation." That is what Tosva says. There's an unbelievable Ramban in Parshas Yevamos. Not Parshas Yevamos. Maseches Yevamos. It's Wednesday. Parshas Yer world already. So. Said Parsha. With the Ramban and Yavamas Daf Mem Vav has two dais. All the people that had Mila already from beforehand, Tosva says, no, they had Kavana earlier. The Ramban has a daya that before Karim Pesach in Mitzrayim, they had to get Atavas Dambris. They were like Nolad Mahul. Just like a baby that's Nolad Mahul has to have Atavas Dambris. The Rabbi says, maybe here too. Who says? Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to do Karban Pesach, you have a Chiyuv, do Bris Mila. Is there any difference between the Chiyuv of Mila earlier and now? The Ramban has that Deya. He says, Ve'efshar, Shebishar Shamar Le'amoshe, Kol Arelo Yochal Bo, Malu Atzman O Hetifu Dam Bris Min Hamulim. V'almanas Likanis B'mitzvah Zu Me'at Adakas Kanfei Ashchina, V'lekab Aleim Kol Mashi Yitzave Malu Atzman. Then he doesn't like it. He quotes that he likes Tosfos' answer, but that's what he says. He says, "Vimkeche v'levi echlusu dachas kamer eshchina elativos meam dabris v'li nira." No, to be din mila in a chayavon latavas to hamalu. They were mal already, and therefore, listen to this line: Hilkach b'nei Levi nidonu kinashim v'ikarnis betvila dachas kamer eshchina im hamila shelahem. The ones that had mila already treat them like women. It's not like they're still they're like Noah and Mal. No, they're like women who don't have a chiyuv of Mila because it's already taken care of. So too, if they had Mila already, it's already taken care of. So 2 days in the Ramban in Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav, whether it's a historical machlokas, but it's a lumdish machlokas. What was the status of once they had the chiyuv of Mila in Mitzrayim? Did they have to do anything? And it relates to this Tosfos right here. Okay. Says the Gemara. So that was about Mila. Hartsa Azdamim, third wide line. How did he know that he had a karban? Dichsiv. Vayishlach is Na'arei B'nei Yisrael. The Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, who remember Rashi says were the firstborns at that time, they did the Avoda. Ella, what did they do? The Avoda, if you remember the Rashi that we've spoken about many times, Moshe took half the blood and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, after he sprinkled it on the Am. Who split the blood? A Malach came and split the blood. We spoke about what the significance of the Malach is. Okay. Ella, Tvila Minalon, Dechsiv, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Yisroch Al Adam. There it is. Moshe takes half the Dam, which the Malach had come down and split, and sprinkles it on the Am. Vein Hazah below Tvila. And you never have Hazah without a prior Tvila. By Mitzorah, by Paraduma, so therefore it must be that they had tefillah as well. Period. Ela me'ata ha'ina de'like a karban lo nekabel gerim. Ay bezman hazeh, then we shouldn't accept gerim because we don't have one of the ingredients. That's what we said. Me'ukav lecha b'kachim, but we shouldn't accept. We can't do the process. Amar avacha bar Yaakov v'chiyagur itchem ger asher besochachem. Next word is left out. Lidoroseichem, right? Lidoroseichem. So it says they were gerim forever. So it has to be that gerim applies today. Tanu rabbanan. Period. Again, there's a lot more here, as you know, but we have to continue. Tanu Rabbanan, Ger Bizman Hazeh Zorach Sheyafrish Rov Alekino. A Ger Bizman Hazeh should set aside money for his karban. Should set aside money for his karban. Amr Reb Shimon, Tarnim Na'alav Reb Yochanan Ben Zakai U'batzlam Ebnei HaTakala. Reb Shimon says, okay, wonderful, but it's going to cause problems, so therefore we don't do it. Amr Reb Idi Bar Gershom, Amr Reb Adab Bar Ava, Halacha, Karebi Shimon, we don't do that. Why a ger? Why didn't he say, everybody who's chayav a carbon has to set aside the money? So Tosfos Yeshanim says that this is the only one that is said here. Second line of Tosfos Yeshanim. Lo dami lezava v'yoledes to lo mifarshi mishum de carbon shalahem lachshirin bekachim avo ger maybe carbon lahatiro bekahal. A ger maybe, he has to do the hafrasha because to become a full Jew. That's why it's so crucial to him. Number one. Number two, another reason given, the Aruch Haner says, you know why Dafka a ger and not anyone else? Why he has to bring his carb? Why he has to set aside his money? L'chein yom niyaz daiti the kivan the carbon shar mechusrei kapara chutz miger who chatas va'ola v'chatas hu amachaper. By the other mechusrei kapara, there's a chatas element. Let's say the person who's chayev one of these karbanis dies, then it's farfal and it's finished. Nothing to talk about. And therefore, why take the chance that you're going to have a money they're going to have to throw to the Dead Sea? Right? It's money, shemesu ba'aleha. By a ger, it's all olas. So no matter what, this money is going to be able to be used. Even if he dies and the base of English is built, so you'll use the money. It's an ola. So that's why dafkin ola is mentioned and not the other mechuyve karbanos. Because this could always be brought even if he might die. Tikru she'afresh b'chaleshi, yibana beis ha-migdash, afilu meis, kvar yishtalei machov shayachayev, kishayefrisho b'chayev. Sounds like that first is going to be the base of Megdash, and then it's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Tanu, where are we? Vika Damasi Law al Hada. Some have the line of, we pass like Reb Shimon on the following discussion. Totally different discussion. The Tanu Rabbanan, Ger Toshav. What is a Ger Toshav? So, Machlokas and Mesachas of Adazara, Machlokas Rishonim. What is a Ger Toshav? Rashi says all over Shas, it's someone who eats treif and doesn't do Avodazara. That's Rashi Shita in many places. It's someone who accepts not to do Avodazara. Rashi does not say what the Rambam and other Rishonim say, it's someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's another day of what the Ger Toshav is. The Ritva in Makis on Daf Tes has different levels of non-Jews. A Ger Toshav, a Chassidei, I forgot the exact Lashon, but three different categories of non-Jews, a Ben Noach, a Ger Toshav, and a Kusi. Three different Lashonos, the Ritva says there, different levels. But yeah, let's go with Rashi's shot. Is it over to Vadazara? Or let's go with the Rambam's shot, that it's Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. So what is a Ger Toshav allowed? How does he keep Shabbos? What do you mean, how does he keep Shabbos? There's an amazing Rashi in Yevamos on Daf Memches, Amid Beis, which the other Rishonim cannot fathom. And that is, if somebody accepts not to do Avodah Zarah like a Ger Toshav, Shabbos is a subset of Avodah Zarah. If you believe in God, you have to keep Shabbos. If you don't believe in God, so once you're Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah, then Memela, you have to keep Shabbos in some way. The question is, you have to keep it in some way, but there's also the halacha of a guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So what do? You're kind of like in the middle. The other Rishonim say, no, this doesn't mean that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Of course not. No, it just means that he's not allowed to do malacha for me. That's what the context is. But Rashi seems very pashtus of the Gemara, even though misvar, it's very difficult. But either way, the Gemara says, Ger Toshav, mutar lasos malacha b'Shabbos la'atzmo, ki Yisrael b'cholo shomoi. He's allowed to keep do malacha on Shabbos like a Jew keeps Chol HaMoed. That's enough. As long as he does malacha like a Jew keeps Chol HaMoed, so that's good enough that he's not called keeping Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ki Yisrael B'Yantif. No, he has to do, he is allowed to do malacha like Yisrael keeps Yantif, meaning it's more flexible. Even if he keeps it like that, it is okay. Or Yossi Omer, again, there's different shatim how to understand this. I'm formulating it in a certain way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ger Toshav Oseh B'Shabbos La'asavok Yisrael B'chol. No, Rabbi Yossi says, like a Jew keeps a weekday. He can't treat it like a Jew keeps Shabbos. Keeps Chol HaMoed even. Rabbi Shimon Omer, same shita. Echad Ger Toshav Echad, we take out the next two words. Eved V'Amah Toshvim Oseh Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzman Ki Yisrael B'chol. No, Rabbi Shimon seems to be like Rabbi Yossi. He has to treat it like a Jew keeps weekday, not even like a Jew keeps Chol HaMoed. The Shinu Kabetzis here adds in, Amar Vidi Barav Nachman, Amar Vadei Barav Abba, Halak Rabbi Shimon. Right, that's how this is brought here. Says the Avnei Nezer. What do you see from Rabbi Shimon here? Rabbi Shimon, the last sheet holds that Ger Toshav can't even keep Shabbos like a Jew keeps Chol HaMoed. What does that show? A Jew keeping Chol HaMoed is also something very special. That's also called an os. This Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Lishitaso, says the Abba Nezer. Reb Shimon we know wrote the Zohar. And the Zohar says, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's an os. And it's an osur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Mechaber paskens this way. The Rama doesn't. But this is the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael. The Gra paskens like the Mishulchan Aruch here. The Avni Nezer says, where, what the, all the Achronim are bothered by, where in Shas does it talk about whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Doesn't say anywhere explicitly, says the Avni Nezer, but first Gemara increases daf tes. Right? It's from Shimon Lashitaso. Shimon Lashitaso right here, that he can't even keep keep Shabbos like a Jew keeps Chol HaMoed, because that's also called an os. Right? There are other rayas that we have brought, and maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll go through them. Rav Schechter quotes all the Salvechiks. Rav Chaim thinks that there's a Gemara in Erech in Daf Yud, which is an explicit raya that that one does not keep wear what does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Also, the Erech Laner thinks there's a raya the other way because the Gemara says in Sukkah, if somebody's on his way to do a lot of mitzvahs, he makes one bracha. Lavar lasos ha-mitzvahs, according to we're not passing this way, but what mitzvahs? So Rashi says, like for example, sukkah and lulav and tefillin and talis. So the Aruch Haner says, hello, sukkah, tefillin. What are we talking about? Ah, Chol HaMoed. That's the raya. The other Achronim say no. Put a comma. It means sukkah and lulav, comma, tefillin and talis. That's what it means. Not all four together. But that's another raya. Okay, there's a lot. That's a very labetic sugya that wearing tefillin and Chol HaMoed. But where it is in Shas. But either way, we will continue. Says the Mishnah. The Elam of Yenol Azan Kishogig. The following cases bring karbanas even if one violated b'mezid. Right, pretty unusual. Most of the time a karban is kapara, only b'shogig. Some bring even b'mezid. Habala Shivcha. The Isser of Shivcha Charufa. Right, a Shivcha Kananis that is miyuad, that is designated for an Eved Ivri. Somebody violates her, it's Mizana with her, so that he has to bring a karban. Next, Vin Nazir Shenitma. And a Nazir that became Tameh, even b'mezid, he brings karbanis. Vishvuas ha'edis, somebody lies about not knowing testimony on somebody's behalf, and then they did a b'mezid, they bring a karban once they are found out. Shvuas ha'edis. Vishvuas, that's an olav yorid. Vishvuas ha'pikadon, if I swear that I don't have something of yours, pikadon, aveda, anything that it comes out that I do have it, shvuas ha'pikadon, that's also mezid, he's chayven asham, that's asham gezelos, that's a shvuas ha'pikadon. So those four aveiras bring it even b'mezid. Chamisha mevian karban echad aveiras harbe, the chamisha mevian karban olav yorid, five people bring one carbon for many aveiras, or many situations, and five bring a carbon olav yorid. So that's a pasuk in Chumash. But the Mishnah just puts it here anyway. Five people could bring one carbon for many occurrences. Not dafka averos, but many occurrences. Haba al shifcha bios harbe. If somebody is with a shifcha charufa, many bios, same woman, so it's one carbon. Special limud. V'nazir shin matumas harbe. And a nazir that makes himself tummy many times over. We'll see in the Gemara what that's talking about. When did he make himself tummy again? So, period. Haba al shifcha minala, and how do you know? Ditan rabbanan v'chibar al avakoh. How do you know it's even b'mezid? V'chibar al avakohen be'el ha'sham al chatasor asher chata. That's the pasuk. Melameid shemevi carbon echad al averes harbe. V'nisla, because it says asher chata. Singular. And therefore you say, one carbon, many others. V'nislach lo mechatasor shechata, la'asos, we switch it, la'asos, mezid kishogeg. So we treat mezid like a shogeg. Right, that's the limud that we're going to repeat again later as well. Nazir, shenitma, minalon, dechsiv v'chiyamus, meis ala b'fesa pisom. That's the pasuk. Pesa zeshogig. Suddenly, comes tummy suddenly. Talking about the Nazir. Pesa zeshogig. V'chinu omer im befesa below eva hadafo. If he killed him right without, that's by Ritzicha b'shogig. Pitom zeones. V'chinu omer. V'yom Hashem pitom amoshe. Right, and Aaron and Miriam. Maya, we need Maya. What's going on? Pitom. That's the Chafetz Chaim we like to mention. Chafetz Chaim says, Mashiach's going to come. Pitom. You got to be ready. Tanya Ida, Vitanya Idach, Pitom ze Mezid, V'chein Omer. We have the opposite Limudim. Maybe Pitom means Mezid, V'chein Omer. Arum Ra'a, Ra, Finistar. A wise person sees seeing something evil and hides. Upsaim of Ruven Anshu. And the Psaim, which literally means the naive, but we darshan it to connect to the word Pitom, they violate and they're punished. You see, that can mean Mezid. So the Gemara says, Nichtof Kra Pitom, Tamash Meshogi Gamash Mezid, Umashma ones. So why don't you just say the word pitom, right? Because it can mean all three. Mezid va ones kidamar. like we said already, can be mezer and onis, like we have explained. Umash benami shogei dechsev peti yamin lechol davar v'lo nitlev kor pesa. And don't say pesa, just say pisom, and that can mean for by the nazir, and that can include ones, shogig, and mezid. So where's it? No, ikas of kra pitom, demashba shogig, umashba mezid, umashba ones. If it would have only said pitom, which can mean any of them, I would have thought maybe it only means one of them. Hava mina ki maisi karban b'shogig. Midi the havia tarakul. I would have compared it to all other situations where 98% of the time you only bring karbanis b'shogig. So if you would have only said pitom, that's how I would have interpreted it. Aval ones umezid emalo. Chazar rachmana pesa de shogigu ligiluye alei de pisom de ones umezid hu. Once I see another one that includes shogig, so the other one must include the other two. The afilo hachi chayiv rachmana. That even there, no matter how the nazir makes himself tame, he is chayiv the karbanos of a nazir tame. Good. Shavuos Ha'edus Minolan. How do I know that Shavuos Ha'edus is even if I remember it? I remember I know Ha'edus for this guy, and I swear that I don't know Ha'edus, and I do it b'mezid. Tanur Minolan. The Tanur Rabban, Mekula Nemar V'Nelam. Kanlo Nemar V'Nelam. Doesn't say that he forgot. L'chayev ala mezid k'shogeg. Same thing. Shavuos Ha'bikado Minolan. How do you know? That's chayev also. Yolef Techta Techta Mishavuos Ha'edus. There's a lot of parallel between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Ha'bikadon. It's not only the names of two prakim in Masechet Shavuos, but there's a lot of limudim back and forth, and lumdis-wise, the mechayiv, we did this a couple of summers ago, Masechet Shavuos. Lumdis-wise, what is the mechayiv of each one? Is it the Gezel Shabo? Is it the Shavuos Shabo? There's a lot of comparisons between the two. Chamisha mevi'in karban echad al averos harbe. Five people can bring one karban on many averos. Hacha k'tani, Habala shivcha b'yos harbi min Allah. And how do you know the Tanur Rabbanan? We quote the same brisa we had above. V'chibra lava koin be'al ha'asham al-chadaso ha-shachata. Mila meitche mevi karban echad al-aviras harbe. V'nislach lama chadaso ha-shachata. Lasos mezik ha-shogig. So same limit as before. V'hakra ki ksib ha-mezik siv. 1 minute. The Pazik's talking about mezid. So how can you say that it's your chayiv many karbanas for many actions? You only chayiv one for many? But the Pazik's about mezid. Ela'ema la'asos shogig kimezid. So right, it means make shogig like mezid. Just like mezid is chayiv and there's a limud that it's singular. You can only be chayiv once. So too, shogig is like mezid. You can only be chayiv one carbon. Next. Boy b'nei Rabbi Chanina Tirna'a. May Rabbi Yochanan haba al chamesh shivchos charufos behelam achas. Ma'o chayiv al chalachas va'achas. O yinu chayiv al achas. We have a limud that if you live with the same shivcha five times in one helam, you only chayiv one. What happens if you live with five shivcha charufas in one helam? Does a limud also go to that or no? There we say, as we've had before, gufin muchlakin. As we've had already, tamchuyin muchlakin. And maybe we had a suffik in the machlokas rishonim, whether you say gufin muchlakin by animals, if you remember that machlokas. So Amar Lei, Chayv HaKalachas V'Achas. No, there you're Chayv for each one. Ma'ishna Mechamesh HaLemos V'Shivcha Achas. Why is the difference then one Shivcha in five HaLemos? Amar Lei, Ein Shivcha Achas Gufin Mechlokin. Hei Shvachos Gufin Mechlokin. There's a difference. Each body, we didn't really focus on the lumdus of this yet, but each body gives you a different Shem Isser. Ominala Degabi Shivcha Gufin Mechlokin. What's the source that Gufin Mechlokin plays a role by Shivcha? Amar Lei, Lava Amar Gabay Arayas V'Isha, L'Chalek Al-Kalisha V'Isha. Don't you say by Arayas, which we're going to have at length later on, L'Chalek, but each and every woman is her own Shem Isser. Gabi Shivcha Nami, Ksiv Asha Yishkaves Isha, Shechvas Zera. Right? It says Shechvas Zera. V'Hi Shivcha. L'Chalek Al-Kal Shivcha V'Shivcha. That's why it is separate, each one. Tosfos on top discusses why you need a separate limud by Shivcha Charufa for Gufin Mechlokin, why we find, by other contexts, it's just a svara. You don't need a pasuk by it. So the Tosfos discusses it here. The Aruch Lener suggests, maybe because here we have the parallel to the Shogig and Mezid, so maybe you would have compared it. Okay. Period. Nazir Shinin Batumas Harbe, so Mantana, who is the author of this? So we have the next couple of lines already, earlier. So who is the author that says, a Nazir that becomes Tami a bunch of times, one carbon. Amar of Chizir, Rabbi Yozir, Rabbi Yehudahi, the Amar. Nazir is the Tara, Mishvi Yehuda Chayle Ole. Rabbi Yozir, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one that says, when a Nazir becomes Tami, and he has to count 7 days before he starts again, and then he starts his real Nazirus again, he could start already counting on day 7. Even though he doesn't bring his carbonus until the next morning, day 8, he could start again on day 7 already. Umishkacha's law, and what's the case, according to Bezra Yehuda, that you could have many tumis and only one set of carbonus? Kagonchin in Babishvi. You became Tommy on day 7. V'kivon d'lo yatzah shah haruya lahakriv b'karbon, because you didn't go to a time yet where you can bring your karbanos, which is only day 8, so it's all within the set. Eino chayav al karban echatz, therefore you'll only have to bring one for both tumas. Di Rebbe, because if it's Rebbe's shita, then it's no chiddush. Kivon d'amar Rebbe, nizirus detara at shmini, lo chayli alei, since Rebbe holds what we hold, you can't start counting. The Nazar can't start counting again until day 8, so yidinitla b'shvi, v'chazav yidinitla b'shvi, klutama richdehi. It's not a chiddush. Of course it's all within the same tumah. It's tumah richta, one long tumah. And he denitla b'shmini, v'chazav b'shmini, if it happened on day 8, so then you should be chayav another set. So according to Rebbe, it doesn't work. It's either wrong or obvious. So Elishma Mina, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. It must be Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda Shita, period. My Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, where do you have his Shita? The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Kidah says, Rosho by Yomahu. You shall sanctify his head to start again on that day. What's that day? B'yomavaz karbonosav divre Rebbe. Rebbe says on the day that he brings his karbonos, which was the context of the pasuk. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, B'yom tiklachto. No, on the day that he gets his haircut, which is day 7. Period. Good. Next example of someone who is chayev one for many occurrences. Hamakani lishoy de anashim harbe. If a man gives his wife, kinui vestira, as we know, in order for a woman to come in Isha Sota, she has to be warned by her husband not to seclude herself with a certain man, and then she does, kinui and stira, different discussion, what has to be witnessed by witnesses, what not. We're going to talk about Sota a little bit in tonight's Parsha Shir, figure out the connection of that. So let's say a man gives his wife warning about 4 different men, and then she secludes herself with each of the 4 men. So in that case, the husband only has to bring one karbon to suffice for each of the situations. And umitzorah and nisnaga b'negom harbe. And a mitzorah that gets a lot of negom. On his way to becoming tar, he becomes nisnaga again. Rashi. Kagon shesafar shiva. Velo hispik lavi karbonosa vach nisnaga. V'cheshdiya v'cheshlishes. He keeps becoming tummy again with saras at the end of his counting. So therefore he's going to bring one karbon if he never became tar yet. Hevitzi parma nisnaga. What if he brought the birds? Finis Naga. As we're going to learn about, a Mitzora, the process of Tara is right away, he gets a haircut on day 1 and he brings birds, and then a week later he gets another haircut and he brings animals. There's 2 stages of the Tara process. What if he brought his birds already? Lo alu lo achi yavi chataso. No, until you bring your chatas, it's not called brought your karbanos yet, and therefore, if you become mitzora again, so then it's not a new set of karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ashi Avi Ashamo. No, until you bring the asham at the end, not the chatas. Minal, Gemara, Minal, and how do you know? By sot, it's only one. Dechsiv, Zos Taras Haknaos. Tarachas HaKinuyin Harbe. Right, Taras HaKinaos. Taras always includes a plural, and Kinaos for Kinuyin, only one karban. Mitzorishin is not going to gum harbe v'chulu minalon. Dechsev zos taras ha-mitzora. Same limur. Torah achas le-mitzora im harbe. Hevi tzipur minis naga. Lo alo lo achi yavi chatasar v'yudu omer achi yavi ha-shamo. Machlokas tanoim. When is it called that the mitzora brought his karbanus? V'yamrit ein mevi el karban echad. Aye. Didn't you say that he brings? Don't we have a brisa that says ein mevi, he only brings one karban? Rashi. Al naga im harbe. Alma chad saras arichtehi, v'may machavishli lasuyit siparim, akol nega. What do you have to bring siparim for on each one? You have to bring one set. Chisur mechshav achitani. You're right, you're missing some words. How do you read the Mishnah? Here we go. Hevi tziparim v'nis naga, ein mevi ela karban echad. Right, if you brought the tziparim and the birds, then you already started the process. That for sure, ela karban echad, that you're still in the process if you only brought the tziparim. Right, because you didn't bring the other karbanos yet. Ula akvuye ba'anius u'ba'ashirus, but to determine whether you're a mitzora ani or ashir, when do you determine the bank account? Lo mikvach yavi chadas Rabbi Yehuda Amar achi yavi ashamo. Right, that so you have to. It's the talking about 2 separate issues in the Mishnah. Stop there for a minute. Right, this is based on the Rama. The Rama, the beginning of the 11th parak of Tumas Saras. Taras and Mitzora is a mitzvah zaseh, v'tiglachto kashiyata mitzvah zaseh, and his haircut. What do you do? How do you matar the mitzora? He brings a mizrach shel cheres chadash v'kabalashi shel chadash, and you put revias mayim chayim in it, v'shir zemi divrei sofrim, u'mevi tshteitzi parim dror tahoros l'shem taras saras, and you shech one of the tziporim, and you let the blood squeeze in. V'notal eitz erez, v'ezov shni tolas. Right, you take the whole aguda v'lokeach im shlasha matibar achaya. And what do? And then you dip it in v'tovah arbatad b'mayim shebekliva v'bedam shealehem u'mazah sheva pa'amim alachar yado. And you do that. You do it, and then he says, "Where do you do it?" And then he gets a haircut. Case in Magalcho, all his hair. Ma'avertara kol besarav hanira afilu beis hashechi ubeis haerva v'shar kol saraguf. That's asid dechalosa say by about payus v'chulu. And then what does he do? V'yakach mechabis begadav etovel. And he goes to the mikvah. V'yitami latami bebiya. Then he can come back into the machane, and he's not matami mishkav u'moshav anymore. And he counts 7 days. He's still asher b'tash v'shamita. But that's the first step. Then, kol shavas yama elu adainu avatuma, letame adam mekelim b'maga, and not b'masa. And then on day 7, he gets another haircut. And machavi d'alav etovel, goes to mikvah again, and he's mitar for making other people tummy, and he's a tful yom, and he can eat maaser sheni, and he waits till the night time. If he was a kohen, he could eat truma, and the next morning, he brings his karban. So it's his karbanis that we're talking about of the chattas and the asham. So as we said, the two different the stages of the process of taras and mitzora, that we can't be fulfilled today, so we learn about it, that's our fulfilling it. Tzadon Hasam, says the Mishnah in Meseches Arachin, and it's in Nagoyim, but it's quoted on Arachin, we had it. Mitzora, Shehevi Asham of a Hashir, a Mitzora that brought his carbon Asham, and then he became rich. HaKoholich, Achar HaChatos, Divrei Reb Shimon. You go by the Chatos, whatever his bank account was by the Chatos, that's how he has to bring his carbonus. Reb Yehuda Omer, HaKoholich, Achar Asham. Fine. Tanya, Rosh Ben Yaakov Omer, HaKoholich, Achar Tziparin. Wow. Rosh Ben Yaakov is a Chiddush. You go after day 1, not day 8. You go after the birds. Amrav Yehuda Marav Shloshter Mikra Echadarsh, and they all get it from the same pasuk. Asher Lo Tasig Yado B'Taharaso. The Kohen, the Mitzora, could bring lesser karbanas if he can't afford it. B'Taharaso. What does that word mean? Reb Shimon Savar Davar HaMachapro. You go by the item that is machaper for him, which is the chatas. Reb Yehuda Omer Savar Davar HaMachshiro. The item that lets him do everything that he couldn't do till now. That's the Asham. The Asham is the Machshir. Reb Azimin Yaakov Omer Davar HaGorim Lotara. The item that starts the Tara process, Umayninu Tziparim, and that's the birds. So for the old Darshan, what does Batara so here mean? So you all get it from there. Okay, let's start at least the next piece, and then we get into the heavy details tomorrow. Ha'isha, Sheyalda Vlados Harbe, Vihipila Batok Shmonim, Nikeva. What happened? A woman has many vladas. What happened? And with Patok Shmonim, she has a Nekeva. V'chazra v'ipila Patok Shmonim Nekeva. And she has another Keva, another Keva. Why does it talk about Nekevas, as we had yesterday? Because to have a Zachar is basically impossible. All these, though, this is a woman. This is the next example of Chayiv 1 for many events. So as long as it's all within the melos of the previous one, within the 80 days, you're Chayiv 1. V'amapelas Taomim. Or when miscarries twins, that's also only chayiv 1. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mevia al. What if you had, you know, spread out like 4 or 5? So every other one you have to bring 4. Mevia al arisha, mevia al shnia, mevia al hashlishi, vein mevia al ravi. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says in the second wide line, "Talo hashvidan malos lasheni." The command to less a dummy. The second one is knocked out because that's subsumed within the first one. But you don't restart the count by the second one. The second one is gone. But as long as the third one is not within 80 days of the first one, the third one's going to be chayiv. Shlishi avi tchilas leidav ein mevia. So first and third is chayiv, not second and fourth. Right, it reminds me of the, not really connected, reminds me of the Machlokas, Bali Tosfos and the Rambam and Mechaber and the Ramah, how many Bruchas, Boi Per Agafas do you make at the Seder? So Sfardim only make 1 and 3. Well, Sfardim only make 1 and 3. Ashkenazim make all 4. Every one is a separate mitzvah. But here, because the second and fourth are subsumed in the previous one, according, you never made a Ala Geffen. But that's the first and the third. Meanwhile, and how do you see, where do you see this? How do you know that you only have one for many ladies? The Tani Tana Kamedra of Sheshes, Zos Taras Yoledes, Lazachar, Velana Keva. This is the rules of Yoledes. Again, Taras is plural. Malamesha Mivia Karbanachal of Lodas Harbe. Yachol Af Al Haleda Vi Al Haziva. You might think that if a woman is a Zava when she goes into labor, so it's called Leda Bezov, you might think you can cover one carbon because that's a double Mechusri Kapara. So you can bring one. Tamalama Zos. No, Zos, teach me these. You have to bring one for each one. Katani, 1 second. Yochal ala Leda ala Ziva, Eden Vila Carbon Echad. That was your Havamina? Elamayat Achla Dam Vyalda. Chanabi Vila Carbon Echad? What's the Havamina? What for Leda and Ziva? What if you eat some Dam and you have a baby? Wait, could you also mix and match the karbanas? So the Gemara said, no, Ema Hachi, Yochal al Halida Shelefne Malos, Fel Halida Shelacher Malos, Tamalam Rezos. You're right, forget the Zava line. What we meant to say was, you might have thought that one for within 80 and one for without, even after 80. Tamalam Rezos, now only if it's within 80 do we say that it could count one set of Karbanos, but not if it is after 80. Period. But it's the Havabina, so I mean, you might have said there's a difference between Ziva and Yoledes and Dam and Yoledes. Number one, Zava and Yoledes have to do with stuff coming out of a woman. Number two, they're both a Chusri Kapara. So you could have said that's the Havamina. Dam, eating Dam. So the Gemara, though, cannot even fathom to put Zava and Leda together, and therefore it doesn't. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. But again, there's a lot more on Amman Aleph relating to our Sinai, related to Tefillin and Cholamoid. But we will stop here, but Hashem will continue tomorrow. Again, this week, by the Hashem, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, will be regular Dafim. Next week, also, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Later in the week, I might not be, I'm going to be missing a few days, but, Ben Azmanim is always challenging, but we'll do the best we can day by day.